This is True Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Verchinis. All the news you're about to hear is true. Really, as far as you know.
Just remember, after tomorrow's show, no more new shows till September 5th.
September 5th, mark it on your calendar, put it in your Outlook file.
A 102-year-old woman will contest municipal elections in Belgium in October, hoping to win a six-year term. She's an optimist.
In Belgium? It's a small country, right near Liechtenstein, which literally translated means lick the mug.
Natalie Van Luck will stand for the Gembel Party, which fights for local community interests in a small Flemish town northeast of Brussels. She said, I'm very proud to be selected as a candidate and will fight for better conditions for elderly folk. Party founder said, hey, she's in good health, lively, intelligent, and a good communicator. And she has her own transport and hearing aid, so she can take up her seat just as well as anyone.
Absolutely. A man was charged with burglarizing the home of a childhood friend after being linked to the crime by cheese wrappers left on a kitchen counter. Police said 21-year-old, old enough to know better, Anthony Lee Robinson took $1,800 worth of property. The victim had grown up with Robinson and identified him as a possible suspect after noticing cheese wrappers on his kitchen counter. An eating habit he linked to that of an old childhood friend. According to police, the victim had seen Robinson for the first time in 3 years. The burglary took place the next day with the aforementioned.
One plus cheese equals
him.
Busted. While it frequently rains cats and dogs in Britain, last Sunday it rained fish. I think GC and Evan sent me this one, too.
All we need it to do now is rain some chips and a little beer, and we're happy.
There you are. Britain's meteorological office said a shower of dead but still fresh sprats rained down in the fishing port of Great Yarmouth. A retired ambulance driver said, I thought at first I might have had something wrong with my eyes. The whole of my backyard seemed to be covered in little slivers of silver. A spokesman said the fish shower could have been caused by a water spout, which crawls up water and fish near the surface, and then when it hits ground, it loses power. And
here come the fish.
Raining fish.
It happens every now and again.
If only it could do that with women.
Yeah. Doug Wagonen's last gift to his mother cost $2. Woohoo! Now it's priceless. Whoa!
Yeah.
Wagonen, who was killed in a traffic crash July 8th, purchased a lottery ticket earlier this year that qualified for the New Mexico Lottery's Trucks for Bucks promotion.
Yep.
They mean they got to bring in deer? The lottery has given away 11 new pickup trucks this year, and the ticket that Wagonen gave his mother turned out to be the final winner. I think of it as a gift from my son, Faye Wagonen said while holding the keys to the pickup. Gripping the hands of her two granddaughters, she walked to the driver's side and opened the door. Red is definitely my color, she said.
You've been listening to This Is True Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Verchinis.
Send email to lightspeedtitr@hotmail.com.